Gretchen Campbell's a physicist at the National Institute of Standards and Technology and is a finalist for a Service to America Medal in the Call to Service category. Gretchen, the profile from the partnership says that you are a pioneer and intellectual leader of the new and theoretical field of physics known as atomtronics. What is atomtronics and what may they be used for at some point in the future? Thanks for your time today.
Thank you so much for having me. So that's really a great question. And to be honest, we're still figuring out what atomtronics really is. So the basic idea is my experiments, we use ultra-cold atoms. And what we're trying to do is we're trying to take our atoms and make analogs of conventional and some non-conventional electronic devices. So, you know, everything in our lives is really run by electronics, and those electronics have different components in them, you know, called resistors and transistors. There's all sorts of different things. And we're trying to see if we can use our ultra-cold atoms to make similar devices. Now, since our atoms have different properties than electrons in a current, which is how electronics is run, it's possible that our devices could have new types of functionality than current conventional electronics.
This is a theoretical field, as I mentioned, the profile from the partnership says. What's theoretical about it, and how close are you to this being no longer theoretical?
Well, you know, we do actually have some experiments, but it's theoretical in the sense that, as I said, we're really still thinking about and trying to figure out what are the kinds of devices and sensors we could actually make using our atomic systems. So, you know, there's some proof of principle systems that we're already exploring. One example is a rotation sensor. Our systems behave in very similar ways to superconducting electronic systems, and we're being sort of guided by the kinds of electronics that have been made using superconductors. But we're still really learning about our systems and trying to see what would be the best applications for them. So it's hard to say. You know, I think you never know how quickly things will come out of this kind of research, but I think, you know, probably in 10 years or so, we'll have a better idea of the kinds of applications that this will be used for.
What kind of experiments are you working on in this field, Gretchen?
So on my experiments, so as I said, I study ultra-cold atoms, and it turns out when you take, you know, certain kinds of atoms and cool them down to ultra-cold temperatures, so our atoms are really just above absolute zero, they form this neat state of matter called a Bose-Einstein condensate. And one of the properties of this gas is it behaves in a very quantum way, and one of the properties of this is that it behaves as a superfluid. So you might ask, okay, what's a superfluid? Well, people tend to be much more familiar with superconductors. So in a superconducting system, I take a wire made of a certain kind of material, and if I cool it down to low enough temperatures, if I create a current on that current flows forever. So this is very different than, say, you know, the electricity flowing on our walls where, you know, you always lose some of that current just to heat and things like that. But in a superconductor, if I take a loop of wire, I create a current in that wire, it flows forever. So it turns out if I take my ultra-cold atoms, I create a circle, a ring-shaped cloud of atoms, and I create a current with those atoms, it flows forever. So these are the kinds of experiments we've done. First, we show that we could create a ring-shaped Bose-Einstein condensate. We then learned how to create a current in that ring circuit, and we've been starting to explore different kinds of circuit elements we can add to our system and have explored how the atoms behave in the presence of these circuit elements.
What attracted you to this area of work, and how did you come to get involved with it at NIST, Gretchen?
Well, let's see. I guess actually I started as an undergraduate. So when I was an undergraduate student, I actually spent a couple of summers at NIST as an undergraduate researcher. NIST has a fantastic summer research program. And, you know, I had decided to become a physics major, but wasn't quite sure what kind of research I would like to do. And it turns out I actually was a summer student in the research group that I actually now work in. So, you know, I loved the experiments that summer. You know, they were studying ultra-cold atoms at the time, but different phenomena. And it, you know, I just loved the kind of work it was and got very excited about it and decided to go on to graduate school. And then I was just very lucky that after I did my PhD, I did some postdoctoral work. And around the time that I was looking for a permanent job, an opening had opened up in that group.
A number of your colleagues that wrote things about you for your profile, which we have a link to, by the way, at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth, wrote about not just your scientific achievement, but the fact that you have been pushing That's a leadership quality that you have been advocating for the kind of work that you're doing. Stuff that people don't associate necessarily just with physics. That's with any kind of effort that's undertaken anywhere in government. Why has that part of it been as important in your view as the actual work that you're doing, Gretchen?
Well, I think in this kind of research, it always helps to get other scientists excited and interested in the kind of work you're doing. So we were lucky on this Atomtronics work. We were really the first to actually sort of start doing experiments showing that we could create these persistent currents and start to manipulate the atoms in these ways. And it's been great that people within our community, particularly theorists, as you said, this is a very theoretical field still, have become interested in this and have also started thinking about it and writing papers. So there's sort of a give and play in this kind of research that we do experiments, you know, people, you know, write papers, theoretical papers that can help us inform us on the next experiments we want to do. And, you know, it really helps to get more people involved and more people excited in the work that you're doing.
In a theoretical field like this, Gretchen, how important is it to show something, anything, every once in a while to make sure that it's something that continues to advance and that it holds people's attention rather than becoming something that's so theoretical that people assume that it's might not ever turn into anything?
Yeah, I think in this field, you know, luckily, the theory does tend to be driven a little bit by experiments. So I think if you're not doing the experiments, that, you know, people will very quickly lose interest and move on to something else. So I think having the experiments showing that, you know, these kinds of things are very possible and, you know, that there's a chance that we could have new devices or sensors in, say, the next 5 to 10 years, I think is very important in driving the field.
Gretchen Campbell of the National Institute of Standards and Technology is a Service to America Medal finalist in the Call to Service category. Where do you take this, Gretchen? What happens next, and how do you think about looking back in 2 to 5 years and saying, yeah, we've accomplished whatever it is that we've set out to accomplish in a theoretical field like this?
Well, you know, as I said, well, you know, it's a theoretical field. At the end of the day, I'm an experimentalist, so I'm going to keep on doing experiments, and we'll just keep on trying to push the limits of what technology allows us to do and what these cold atoms can do. And, you know, it's really hard to know in 5 years what things will look like, which is one of the reasons I actually love this field of physics, is there's always new surprises and new things which arise.